Welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about the phrase First Lady, and we all know why we're talking about it.
Yeah, and so apparently Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States, has come to visit China with her daughters and her mother. So actually, First Lady is an unofficial title used for the wife of a head of state. However, it first appeared in 1843 in the United States.
第一夫人的称呼首次出现是在1843年的美国，但现在呢，已经可以广泛的用于各国元首的夫人或者配偶。
And I guess together with the phrase first lady, there's also this first family phrase, right?
Yeah, and sometimes the president and his wife are even referred to as the first couple. Sometimes the mom of the president is sometimes even called something like the first mom. And interestingly enough, so as I said, you know, in 1843 was the first time that it was used, at least written. So it's the first time that we have an actual record of. But that was actually talking about Martha Washington. And Martha Washington in 1843 was not even alive at that point. And actually, the first woman to actually be called the first lady during a time when her relation was the president was not even the woman married to the president. Actually, it was Harriet Lane, who was the niece of bachelor president James Buchanan. So James Buchanan did not have a wife at that time, and so they called his niece the first lady.
和第一夫人一起使用的还有 first family, 第一家庭，还有 first couple, 第一夫妇。Although I don't think first couple is that often used or mentioned in China. 但是有意思的是，刚才我们说到1843年 Martha Washington, George Washington 的妻子在文章中被提及时被称为第一夫人，而那个时候其实她已经过世了。首位在世时被称为 First Lady 的女性，其实呢是美国一位单身总统的侄女。
Yeah, exactly. And why is it that Michelle Obama is visiting China? One of the big reasons, actually, the First Lady plays a pretty powerful role in the administration of the current president. And even since the First Lady, so Martha Washington in 1789,they've actually played a very significant role in how policy is developed and the kinds of actions that the president chooses to take.
现任的美国第一夫人 Michelle Obama 显然对于美国的政治还是具有一定影响力的，而在历史上多任第一夫人都曾经对于美国的政治起到过重要的影响。
Yeah, and interestingly enough, some analysts say that first ladies also have a so-called pillow influence. For example, you know, how their family life, social interests, and moral beliefs affects the president. So the kind of discussions that would occur while the president and first lady are in bed.
Pillow influence 这个词跟我们中国人所说的吹枕头风应该是很像的了。
And interestingly enough, in the United States, we refer to every wife or significant other of the head of state as the first lady. For example, Peng Liyuan, we always refer to her as the first lady of China, even though technically they don't call themselves that.
而现在在美国，人们通常会把各国元首的夫人都统称为第一夫人。So it's very interesting to see how these two first ladies, one from China and one from the United States, will communicate with each other in the strip. And that wraps up Roundtable's Word of the Week.